We're going to bring you a story now from the U.S.-Mexico border. About 300,000 people live in sprawling rural settlements in the Rio Grande Valley. These communities are called colonias. Many of the people living there across the border bought cheap land and then built their own homes. But here's a big problem. Those homes are in a floodplain. Residents say even a sprinkle can cause flooding. So you can imagine what a hurricane does. In fact, it's the threat from storms like Katrina and Dolly that has spurred an innovative housing project in South Texas. Regular contributor Alina Simone reports from Hidalgo County.
In 2008, Hurricane Dolly devastated the colonias, especially in Hidalgo County. Activists had to fight to get federal emergency funds directed here. But even after that happened, things didn't go smoothly. Despite the large Spanish-speaking population, application forms were originally available only in English. And a lot of those people who built their own homes, they got denied aid. Elaine Morales-Diaz is a design associate with the nonprofit Building Community Workshop.
Most of them, FEMA declared that they were deferred maintenance, so they didn't receive assistance.
What does deferred maintenance mean? Yeah.
That means that they didn't take care of their house enough, so that's why their house is bad quality. And it's not because of the hurricane.
Jose Aldape built his house from scratch for his family of eight, finishing it just before Dolly hit. Here's his wife, Norma. She says their house actually did withstand the flooding, just not the termites the rising water introduced to their walls. The Aldapes didn't even bother applying for a new house. But even if they had, it might not have helped. Elaine Morales-Diaz says some Dolly victims in the colonias are still waiting for housing.
We have people that have been there for 6 years in these conditions.
Turnaround time is one of the biggest problems with the current approach to disaster recovery. The other is money.
The problem is that the government never appropriates enough money in the wake of a disaster so that everybody who lost their home can get their home rebuilt.
This is John Henneberger, co-director of Texas Low Income Housing Information Service. He's the first housing advocate to win a MacArthur Genius Award. And full disclosure, he gave me my first real job out of college. John tells me the government currently spends about $125,000 on a replacement house, which limits how many families can get one.
So in the Rio Grande Valley, for instance, we probably were able to assist in the end under Hurricane Dolly repairs, maybe one in four or one in six of the houses that really needed to have a house replaced.
Of course, none of this is surprising. After Katrina, griping about disaster relief practically became a national pastime. But a coalition of NGOs, architects, and colonial residents in Texas decided to take this opportunity to rethink everything about housing recovery in light of what went wrong, from intake forms to bathroom fixtures. And they came up with something designed specifically for the communities here in the flood-prone Rio Grande Valley. It's called Rapido.
So it takes a week to build and place the core in a family's lot.
The core, designer Elaine Morales is talking about, is a one-bedroom house. But unlike the houses the federal government provides, Rapido houses are expandable. As soon as emergency shelter is in place, Rapido can start adding rooms for larger families. And instead of being trucked in from out of state, these houses can be put together by any framer.
It's just local labor, and it's very simple.
Which helps make them cheaper. A lot cheaper. A three-bedroom Rapido house can be built for $69,000. For that price, I imagine something squat and functional, something kind of depressing. But walking around Bent Tree and surrounding colonias where three families received Rapido homes, I'm thinking, this is disaster relief housing? These houses are cool.
Our main purpose is that it's not a Rapido home, that it's a Avalos family home. So it's very unique, and it's their house, and it's responding to their choice.
And Rapido clients get a lot of choice.
What type of roof you want, what type of porch you like, what type of entrance. This process helped the family to realize that this is real, that they will get a house.
When the Aldapes were approved for a Rapido house, they weren't expecting all these questions, Norma tells me. But they're definitely thrilled with their new custom home. The neighbors have already started asking about Rapido, and they're not the only ones. HUD Secretary Julian Castro has been down to the Rio Grande Valley and expressed interest in the program, as have legislators from other states. The coalition behind Rapido perhaps knows better than anyone there is no one-size-fits-all housing solution to disaster recovery. But mainstreaming that very philosophy may turn out to be our best bet when the next Katrina strikes. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Hidalgo County, Texas.